Welcome to this short introduction. My name is Sigrid Andersen. I'm the founder of KF Andersen Leadership Academy, who is known for running trainings around the world for the last 35 years. More than 20,000 people have heard me talking about my concept about the lead practice of leadership. Mads Olesen, the former CEO from Novo Nordisk in Denmark. He was the CEO from 1981 to year 2000 and continued to being a chairman of the board to 2006. He wrote a book 12 years ago about hardcore. That means not hard working hard, but hard as your heart. Core. And the interesting thing about that book is with that title, he maintained to keep himself on the bright side of his personality and write a book about what it takes to practice leadership that only radiates from the bright side of your personality. This is something I had talked about the last many years. Last year, I reread the book one more time and figured out that this book has never ever been surpassed by any other book I've been through over the last 10 years. Because this is unique in a couple of ways. First and foremost, he introduced the practice of how to do it in real life. Because he did that himself in more than 20 years. The interesting thing about this is the difference between hardcore and hardcore. The interesting thing is, this has something to do with the way that you look at people. You can look at them as a cost or you can look at them as an asset. And he only writes about how to look at people as an asset and how to develop that asset like any other assets. That's interesting for a couple of reasons. First and foremost, because it was also a reason why we choose to translate the book. Was because we thought that as a leader, he probably learned a lot of things over the last 11 years. That means we could actually get an update now. Him looking back on all the years I've been in the top of an organization, traveling around the world, and learned a lot of things that he could actually put that into the English edition. And for that reason, we actually decided to translate the book into English, so that it could get out to a broader auditorium for readers around the world, also try to figure out what is in that book for them. We find his leadership practice very interesting and fascinating because the difference between manual workers and knowledge workers is very clear. We are now living in a time where this knowledge workers has a very special attitude, because people who are knowledge workers, they are mobile because they actually have the means of their knowledge as their productivity, the thing that takes up the productivity for them. And that turns out to be very interesting for another reason. That means they are very mobile. They can actually move from one company to the other as they wish. That means one thing. If you don't treat them well as a leader, they just jump. But the interesting thing also about knowledge workers is that this is a tremendous valued asset to have these people in, because these are the people that can actually take the value of your company up to infinitely high values. And Mads Olesen actually had proved that right with his own company. It started 100 years ago in a house in Copenhagen as a little laboratory, and now it's up to one of the most wealthiest foundations in the world. That's pretty impressive. And how can that actually be that way? It's only one thing that's very obvious for me, and that is done by knowledge workers. But you have to treat these knowledge workers in a way that they decide to work for you. There's only one way you can do that. That is that they love the company, they love the way that you treat them, and that keep them staying on and help the company forward, going forward, to even a more prosperous future than I have ever had in the past. How is Mads Olesen's book different from other books? And what is different in his philosophy? It's hard to tell you here in a short way how to do this, but the point is that if you go in and try to figure out how many of these companies around the world is actually able to do the same thing, you get a surprise. McKinsey, they made an analysis a couple of years ago and figured out that only 1% of all the top executives in the companies around the world is actually able to lead a company the same way as Mads Olesen, with the same results. You have to prove yourself right in that. So for that reason, I actually also went into Boston Consulting Group and tried to figure out what they meant about the same thing. They ended up with 2%. The last company I took was Bain & Company. They talk about 6%. The reason why I say 4% is because based on my statistical background, I can just say that if everything is random, I hopefully it's not, but if anything is random, the right figure actually has to be 4%. That means one thing. 96% of all companies around the world can learn from reading that book and get something out of that, which I feel is pretty fascinating. So just by reading a book, you can get new ideas, you see new opportunities, it opens maybe new doors for you. You can look around the corners and see what's next for you, your leaders and your company. You can ask yourself, how can I do this and get there faster? How can your executive team get there stronger? And how can you replicate the elite leadership process and practice leadership that you have never done before? If you feel it's a good idea, turn up the executive team into a brain trust team and make them more humanized, prominent, brighter, better, and bolder. And this is what I promise you. When you read that book, you will actually get very inspired and really want to act in doing this. I wish you good luck by reading the book. And I'm quite sure that it will start a discussion in your company if you give it to all your executive managers, maybe even on the senior vice president level, so they can have a start a discussion about how to read and how to lead your company better in the future. Better in the sense it will get better results. Novo Nordisk is the biggest foundation in the world, surpassed both Steve Jobs and Bill Gates. I can just say the book is amazing. I want you good luck. All the best to you from Siegfried Andersen.